Even before it's finalised, Brexit is sending tremors through the UK. Britain's second biggest steelmaker has collapsed and been forced into liquidation, partly due to economic uncertainty. A potential 25,000 jobs are at risk after British Steel failed to secure emergency government funding, with potential buyers yet to emerge with a bailout. Here's the ABC senior business correspondent Peter Ryan.
One minute people are losing their jobs and the next minute it's not happening. Just it's frustrating. It's a massive upheaval for everybody.
Scunthorpe in northern England has been a steel city since the mid-19th century, back then feeding the appetite of the Industrial Revolution. British Steel is a major employer, but the rising price of iron ore, cheaper steel from competitors like China, a weak currency and, of course, Brexit uncertainty, has plunged Scunthorpe into sadness, distress and confusion.
The town's just going to shut down. There's nobody's going to be in work and it's going to be like a ghost town. What are we going to do with the steelworks? Turn it into a theme park.
The private equity firm Greyball Capital thought it had a bargain 3 years ago when it bought British Steel from Tata Steel for a single pound. Greyball's business is buying distressed companies, turning them around and then selling for a fat profit. But instead, Greyball went to the British government looking for a bailout. But the UK Business Secretary Greg Clark refused, telling the House of Commons that under British law, an additional loan would be illegal.
Mr. Speaker, this is a very worrying time for everyone associated with British Steel.
This is a really bad day for British workers and for British Steel.
Economist Caris Roberts says 5,000 jobs are directly at risk, with another 20,000 workers in associated supply chain industries also in jeopardy.
Businesses are selling to British Steel in the kind of wider manufacturing and wider metals industries. This is a town that we know has been essentially built around steel. One person who works there has said that, in fact, if we let steel go, that town would die. And in terms of how much money would be taken out of the economy, we estimate that it would be about £2.8 billion in wages over 10 years that would be taken out of the economy.
Market analyst Russ Mould is pessimistic about a buyer for British Steel in the current nervous environment.
And it just shows you, I think, unfortunately, what a ferociously difficult industry it is, with a terrible history of boom and bust, where you are in many cases competing with state-sponsored, even state-subsidised rivals. And then you've got the short-term complications of slowdown in Europe's economy, Chinese competition, huge oversupply there. So it's a very, very tricky industry. And in the end, this is unfortunately a business that changed hands for a pound a few years ago, which probably tells you in the end what potential buyers think it may be worth.
Businessman Shay Eddy says it's not all about Brexit, but that Greyball's management of British Steel can't escape scrutiny.
Greyball's management has got to be questioned, the way that it suddenly collapsed so catastrophically, where a couple of months ago everything was rosy. The news today isn't great, but I'm preparing for the worst and hoping for the best.
Britain's Labour Party wants British Steel nationalised, a call that's been ridiculed. But any new buyer faces a tough turnaround, given Britain's high labour costs and some of the highest green taxes and energy costs in the world.
Senior business correspondent Peter Ryan.